Jake Ferguson caught 4 passes from Dak Prescott in one Thursday practice, including a completion on a free play, and the beat covering Cowboys camp is now describing him as the clear third target behind George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. That reporting came back on August 7th from Anthony Miller at Heavy, citing ESPN's Todd Archer, and it is the exact shape of evidence the June case asked for. That June case, in one breath, Ferguson caught 82 passes last season, more than all but 2 tight ends, and the durable part of that line is the catches, not the 8 touchdowns. Tight end target volume is among the stickiest stats in football, and Ferguson has now posted triple-digit targets in 2 of his 3 seasons as a starter. The touchdowns were the fragile part. He has lived both extremes already, 0 scores 1 year and 8 the next, and we said the smart expectation was the catches staying and the scoring settling somewhere in between. Camp is endorsing the sticky half. Miller's reporting describes Ferguson as off to a strong start, with a repeated Prescott connection on intermediate and seam throws, which is precisely where his target volume has always lived. It also adds 2 details that lean better than the June baseline. He is framed as a primary goal line option, and his blocking is described as improved. The goal line note matters most. The one soft spot in the June red was that some of last year's scoring would leak away. If Dallas genuinely scripts him as a first look option near the end zone, the touchdown settling point is higher than we assumed. Improved blocking, meanwhile, is the boring stat that keeps a tight end on the field for every snap, and snaps come before targets. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The target identity is intact, the quarterback connection is visibly alive, and the role description got slightly richer rather than thinner. Next week, 2 checks. Whether the seam connection shows up when Prescott plays real preseason snaps, and whether Ferguson gets first-team red zone looks ahead of the receivers in situational periods, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.